Hurricane Matthew is gone, but floodwaters are still rising in North Carolina. Rivers downstream of major rainfall have already overflowed their banks, and some are not expected to crest until later this week. Jess Clark went to Greenville, where thousands of people are under a mandatory evacuation.
The Tar River cuts right through the city of Greenville, but it doesn't usually cut through Steve Johnson's backyard.
I wasn't prepared for flooding. You know, I don't think anyone ever is. I was prepared for the hurricane. I was even prepared to leave if something happened to the hurricane, because I'm always watching trees and seeing if something's going to fall regarding the trees. But, you know, I wasn't prepared for flooding. You just never know how that's going to turn.
Johnson has been under a mandatory evacuation since Sunday, camped out in a hotel.
And so is like half the town, so. You know, so it's packed hotels at that. So it's not even just like a normal hotel experience, so. But, you know, you just have to go with the flow.
Johnson is taking it well, considering the water is already creeping up against the back of his house. Police have blocked off Johnson's street with cones and yellow caution tape, but he's come back to check on his home.
Normally, if you can see where the river is running, that's how far I'm from it, and you see where it is now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and if you look over here at the neighbor's house, it's a lot worse, actually, in my opinion.
One of those houses belongs to Seth Rogers. The river is flowing under his deck. Rogers has sealed the outside vents and piled almost 800 sandbags around this house and several others he rents out along the river.
We've done everything in our power to try to prevent the water from coming in.
Water is already in the basement here, and the Tar River is expected to rise another 4 feet before it crests in a few days. Rogers doesn't linger to talk.
But I've got to run and check. I've got several other properties down here I've got to go check on.
Okay.
So.
A block away, work crews are dragging a massive pecan tree out of the road. Plastic tarps patch the roofs of houses up and down the block. Reminders of Hurricane Matthew's first blow to the city several days ago.
It has been a tough week, has it not?
Greenville Mayor Alan Thomas sought to bring the city together to brace for Matthew's second blow, the slow-moving disaster headed toward them. Hundreds gathered on a bridge over the rising Tar River to pray the flood away.
I believe just as faith can move mountains, faith can move these waters. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thomas and faith leaders led the crowd in prayer. Before they said their final amen, National Guard and giant military trucks rolled across the bridge. They were coming from the other side of the river, where many homes, churches, and businesses are already flooded out. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.